Well, hello, or maybe it's welcome back. This is episode 10 and the final episode of the Newport Storytellers podcast, an assemblage of stories and music generating from Newport, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, west side of the Yarra River or Birrarung, the River of Mists. And we are your hosts, Jackie Kerrin
and Matt MacArthur. This audio adventure is recorded and edited on the traditional lands of the Kulin Nation, and we acknowledge their unbroken connection to country that has long been mapped by story, song and dance.
And we pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging, and to the elders of all nations, and to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders who may be listening. And Matt, all the contributors to our podcast, if not in the 3015 postcode, are either close by or they are supporters of our regular storytelling and music gatherings that take place under the broad wings of the Newport Fiddle and Folk Club.
So what's the plan for this episode, Jackie?
Well, Matt, we're absolutely breaking with the pattern for this episode. Being the final episode, it's time to dive right in, I reckon.
Sounds good. I've got my wetsuit, flippers and snorkel, and I'm ready to dive in and go wherever.
Excellent. However, I'll be travelling by a sound effects chopper. So I'll meet you at Point Cook in Bunurong country at Loosh Budgie Studios, where Cam is waiting for us. He has the kettle on and a sultana cake in the oven, and we're going to celebrate our final ep with Cam. And on our return, we'll settle in for the final song, another bit of nonsense recorded for us this time by Alan Davies.
Righto. Can you give Cam these waffles for me? We can heat them up in the microwave. Don't want them to get soggy, and I don't want to turn up empty-handed. See you there.
Okay, so Matt's decided to swim. No surprises there. He's a marine ecologist after all. And I'm almost at Loosh Budgie Studios and about to check up on Cam's latest audio project, a comedy series which among his cast of thousands includes a very healthy contingent of supporters of the Newport Storytellers, Alan Davies, Kate Lawrence, me and Matt. I won't say any more about it. Best to hear it all from the horse's mouth. And anyway, I want to look out the window.
Hi, Jackie, you made it. Come on in, tea's made. Where's Matt?
He's making his own way, so he might be a while. So, look, I reckon we should just start without him. But he has me bearing the gift of homemade waffles.
Sure, I love waffles.
So, Cam, the purpose of this breakaway from Newport to Point Cook is to talk with you about your project, The Ladies of Bedou Springs, co-produced with Andrew Jeffrey and co-written by Regina Worthington Jones and Marjorie Carruthers Wood. I did mention earlier that this series features many of the voices of Newport storytellers, people who have supported our projects on many occasions. Would you like to lead us into it?
It's a bit of fun.
So this is the theme for the Ladies of Bedou Springs. Would you like to begin by telling us where exactly is Bedou Springs?
Well, Jack, Bedou Springs is a quiet Australian country town, kind of halfway between here and who cares where, really, in a time between then and sometimes else. So it's an interesting story about a small town full of sort of big fish in a small pond. It follows the minute details of country life and the goings on in that small country town.
Yeah, and it keeps coming back to, or is framed, could you say, by a local rural radio show?
Yeah, so Heather Blythe is one of the main characters. We've got sort of, it's a very strong female-led cast, and Heather Blythe is one of the main characters. She owns the local railway, local radio station, and she has quite a bit to say about how the town should be run. It's an interesting one. So we do sort of see, we get quite an insight into the characters of the town through the local radio show and the interviews that she has with them, and it's all built around, I guess, the build up to the Country Ladies Union Farm Safety Fundraising Spring Gala Ball, which is the talk of the town. So that's where it's all leading to.
So could we hear a few samples? Have we got some scenes? I know you've recorded all the material and you're in the process of editing it. I'd love it if we could hear some of the scenes.
Absolutely. They're a bit of fun. We've picked out some pretty fun ones for today. So we don't want to give too much away because there's a lot of twists and turns in the podcast. We've picked one of the slightly more raunchy scenes, Jackie, which I'm sure you're quite familiar with, given that you have played the part of Carol.
Yes. So this first one's going to feature my voice.
It will. Yes. So the delightful Carol and Trevor, who this is actually from episode 4. So episode 4 is a bit of an interesting one. It's been there's been a lot of build up in town. There's been a lot of tension in town in the lead up to the Spring Gala Ball. And episode 4 is a little bit of a break in the middle where there's an horrendous heat wave and things are very sultry and there's a storm coming in town and it kind of just breaks everything a little bit. So Trevor and Carol have been, shall we say, circling around one another for a while and this is sort of the I guess where they finally meet and quietly together and
it was so much fun doing this. Let's hear it.
Have a listen to this one.
As the thunder clouds build and the humidity increases, we find ourselves unexpectedly at Trevor's shed. They say strange things happen when the weather is sultry and the moon is full.
In here, love.
Oh, I bought you some of my Rose Petal and Pim's cupcakes as a thank you for the lift home today. I'm sure I would have expired without you. Thank goodness I have a gas oven.
Oh, no worries at all, love. It was a pleasure to have a fine lady riding with me on my pride and joy.
Oh, stop. My husband used to take me riding on his tractor too, before he left me. Oh, but that seems like such a long time ago now.
Well, forget about him, love. He's missing out. And these cupcakes, Carol, they're so good. They make me want to howl at the moon.
Oh, Trevor, stop it. You're being too kind.
Oh, no, Carol. I reckon you've hit on a winner here. I'm enjoying these more than the 1924 Wallace.
Oh, thanks, Trevor. Oh, dear.
She's coming in quick. Oh. About time this heat wave broke. Makes a man all hot and sweaty just sitting up here alone on his tractor.
Oh, I did enjoy sitting up there with you today, Trevor. May I join you? It does take me back to my glory days.
Oh, of course, love. Come on up. Take my hand.
Oh, dear. It was so much easier in the old days.
Shall I crank her over?
Oh, come on.
Ah, there she goes. Isn't she a beauty? Just like you and your gut.
Oh, Trevor.
Oh, Carol. Pass me my cover.
I think you just managed to hold it together at the end during recording one.
It was so much fun.
That was good fun, that one.
Oh, yes. Oh. So we might have to put a rating on episode 10 of the Newport Storytellers podcast.
We might. It's a little bit raunchy.
Does it get any steamier?
It does a little. We've got Alan and Kate,
who
we know from the Newport Storytellers, did a similar scene. So Neville and Edith are an older married couple in town. They're actually the parents of some of the other lead characters in the podcast. So it's should we just jump straight into that one and have a listen?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So this follows actually on. It's the same episode and it follows on from that scene actually.
Hey, dear. I've rescued some of the cold cuts and salad from the fridge.
Oh, we haven't had a candlelit dinner for ages, Ned. And the roses, how thoughtful.
Oh, really romantic, isn't it?
I hope there's rain with that thunder. We certainly need it. Our tank's been dry for ages.
Yeah, I reckon things have been building up to some sort of climax lately, haven't they? Could you pass the water, dear?
Here you go. Pepper?
Sir.
The kids seem quite happy lately. I think Ben has been good for both of them.
Yeah, he's a lovely young bloke. A bit modern in his thinking, but all right nonetheless. And he's finally helped Jack clean up the storeroom at the shop, so I reckon that's a good thing.
Yes. Did you pass the butter?
Of course.
Thanks. I wonder when the power will be back on. This heat takes me back to our time in India.
When I used to sneak under your mosquito net.
Oh, if Daddy ever found out.
Mozzies are out.
So are the candles.
So, no gin rummy?
Knock, knock.
Going down.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Badoo Springs is a bit of a hot spot.
It is a bit of a hot spot. I think we've picked all the raunchy scenes.
I love that line about a bit of, what is it, a bit of a modern thinker.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We don't want any modern ideas.
No modern ideas in Badoo Springs. It's it is a little bit of a backwater in terms of thinking. So it's and that comes out through. It's a really interesting we explored with the production of this some themes around acceptance. And it's kind of just reversing that idea and just having a look at sort of how backward thinking some people can be.
So not to be too specific, but round about what era or decade is the series set?
So it's set in a pre-technology era as we know it today. So pre-mobile phones, pre-internet, when things were done the old-fashioned way. There was a lot of phone calls from the house phone and people sort of connected around listening to the local radio station to catch up on the news and everything like that. Yeah,
those were the days. I remember them really well.
Yeah, they were good days.
So moving on, this is so much fun, Cam. I just love hearing these. It was so much fun recording them, but actually hearing them with the sound effects is a whole new experience.
It was a huge undertaking recording, wasn't it?
We're having a great giggle here at our own performances. So why don't we hear a little bit about this, the Ladies' Country Hour?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the radio show. Talk to us a bit about the radio show that's within the radio series, on the audio series.
it's a bit meta. So we've got the Country Ladies Hour, which is on Radio 3BS, which 3 Badoo Springs.
Oh, you're right.
So we've got Heather. Heather obviously owns the station, and Carol is her co-presenter, as you well know. And they do. They have a guest every week that they interview from the town, and it's it comes back to the big fish in a small pond, where you've got the local celebrities, if you like, that come on, and it's used to bring people up to date with what's happening in the town and what's happening with the spring gala ball. And
so I switch on my radio in Badoo Springs and the theme comes on, and what does it sound like?
it's very country radio. It's a bit of fun, and
it's got the bulls and the cows and the tractor.
Yeah, it's a great one. So that starts the Country Ladies Hour. It's on once a week, the Country Ladies Hour, and everyone tunes in for it. So when they hear the theme song, they all know to tune in. So we have got a couple of interviews to share.
We'd love to hear them.
We've got,
what have you chosen?
So we've got, the first one we've got is with Cyril Dungsworth,
Dungsworth,
who is the local horticulture expert. And Cyril's had a few problems. His prize winning roses have been stolen. So this is the episode after the big storm, and Carol's cupcakes, I guess, her rose petal and Pim's cupcakes that were used to seduce Trevor may or may not have been the cause of some of Cyril's roses going missing.
So how many voices have we got in this one? We've got myself again.
Yourself as Carol.
And Cyril played by Alan Davies. This episode 10 is turning into a bit of an Alan Davies voice exercise.
It is a little bit. It's it's a good one. He had his old man voice on for Cyril.
Let's hear Cyril.
This one. So I think what we'll see too in this example is Carol also trying to hide some of her her rose antics, shall we say.
Morning, Carol.
Good morning, Cyril.
Morning, Heather.
So, Cyril, with winter coming to an end, most of us are now thinking about our gardens and getting ready for spring. What would you recommend for the people of Bedou Springs when it comes to their gardens?
First up, Heather, grow your own bloody roses and stop nicking mine.
Oh my.
While I was away visiting my sister, some bloody so-and-so had the hide to nick my prize roses, particularly my Rosa crepusculae and my Rosa Baroness Rothschild. Months of work gone down the drain because some lazy bugger couldn't be bothered to get off their butt and grow their own.
Are you sure it was deliberate?
Of course it bloody was. And when I find out who it was...
Carol, you haven't heard anything about this, have you?
Oh, no, Heather. I'm far too busy with my hydrangeas.
Oh, is that a hydrangea paniculata grandiflora?
No, it's blue.
Right. Well, whoever nicked my roses wasn't overly bright.
Oh? Why is that?
Well... no flowers for the ball.
Oh, that is such disappointing news. Susan will be devastated.
Oh, dear. That is awful.
Well, Bedou Springs, if anyone saw anything, please feel free to give us all a call here at the station. Mark my words, Cyril. We'll do our utmost to solve this mystery. Perhaps we should contact Constable Barrow. This sort of criminal activity shouldn't be allowed to go on unchecked here in Bedou Springs. It starts with roses, and before you know it, there'll be riots in the streets.
Oh, my word! Criminal, you say?
Absolutely, Carol. Now, let's get back to spring preparations. What can you...
Someone's phoning in now. Maybe they know something about the roses.
Well... I'm sure that Carol can handle it.
Hello? Yes? Oh, really? How dare you? Oh, dear. It seems we've been disconnected.
And there's another call.
Hello? Do you think so? Oh, dear. Disconnected.
Goodness. I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of this, but first... what can you suggest for all our gardeners out there looking for a lovely spring garden?
I want their names.
Carol?
Oops, disconnected. Oh, dear, we seem to have lost all the callers. What an absolute shame.
Yes, Carol, most unusual.
They ought to string the bugger up.
Oh, I wouldn't think that would be necessary, Cyril.
Well, Carol, as Heather so rightly pointed out, this could lead to riots and all sorts of criminal activity.
I couldn't agree more, Cyril. It looks like we are out of time today. Thanks for coming in, and I'm sure the mystery of your roses will be solved soon.
Yes, let's hope.
Oh, Carol, I nearly forgot. Let's tell our listeners about our brand new segment, Mimi's Mailbox.
Oh, Heather, this is a treat for our listeners. Mimi Hathaway, as many of you know, has been away at a secret retreat.
Does anyone know where she's actually been?
No, but I'm sure we'll find out next week when Mimi joins us.
Oh, so we've had lust and raunchy behaviour and now we've got theft. And criminals.
It's a hotbed, Bedou Springs, a hotbed.
Oh, a hectic place.
It is.
listen, we should credit the actress who was playing Heather.
Yes, Paula. Paula Morgan, she's done a great job.
Lovely.
So Heather is one of the main characters in the podcast, and she has a just to death rivalry with Susan Smith Smythe. She's her arch nemesis in town, and Susan's organising the ball after Heather's mishandling of the ball the year before. There was a sherry incident, and it was very messy.
Now, don't give too much away.
No.
Oh, this is just so delightful, and I loved Cyril. I just want to try and talk like Cyril myself.
It took a couple of takes to get that one. I think it was.
Yeah. So we've heard Alan as the narrator, as
Neville,
and that was Cyril.
Yes.
Okay. So, what have you got lined up for us next?
Well, we've got one final scene for you, which is it's another radio interview, and this is actually leading on from the last radio interview. So this is the interview for Mimi Hathaway giving some advice.
So no, we're not going to reveal the voice behind this one. And if this was actually live radio, we could have people calling in and we could give a lamb roast or something to the first person who. But people can still have fun trying to guess who it might be. Let's have a listen to Mimi.
We will.
It's a quarter past the hour here in Bedout Springs, and as usual, I see that it's time for our special guest, Carol.
That's right, Heather. It's time for Mimi's Mailbox. Dr. Mimi Hathaway is ready to help guide us through life's little ups and downs.
Dr. Hathaway?
Script Heather.
That's right, listeners. Dr. Hathaway is more than willing to offer a caring ear and pearls of wisdom from years of experience. Good morning, Dr. Hathaway.
Namaste, Carol and Heather. It's so lovely to be here. And please, call me Mimi.
Good morning, Mimi. Are you ready to open up your mailbox?
Oh, I am, Carol. And so is the universe.
Well, Mimi, welcome to Bedout Springs, Country Ladies Hour. So tell us, from local clairvoyant to doctor in a week, that's quite a leap.
Oh, Heather, the universe does work in mysterious ways.
So what exactly are you a doctor of, Mimi?
The universe, Heather. Love, life. And sexuality. I like to help my fellow man as much as one woman can.
Oh, my.
No need to clutch those pearls, Heather. We're all friends here. Like you, Heather, I'm here to help the people of Bedout, you know, for the good of the town.
Right. Well, thanks, Mimi. That's what we're all here for, the good of Bedout Springs.
Oh, Heather, you're so giving, always for the good of Bedout.
Thank you, Carol. So, Dr. Hathaway, how did you obtain these qualifications?
Oh, I attended the most wonderful weekend workshop a couple of months ago, as you know. I've always had a rather close relationship with the spiritual realm, so I just couldn't refuse a weekend away studying the Karma Sutra.
Oh, the Karma what?
Never mind, Carol. Now, as you may know, Mimi, we've asked our listeners to share life's little riddles, and already we have had a few letters.
Oh, my. And here we are thinking that life in Bedout Springs was perfect.
I know, Carol. It's hard to believe.
I just hope that the people of Bedout feel safe to express themselves and be at one with the spirit. So important, don't you agree?
Oh, yes.
Anyway, would you like to read the first letter, Carol?
Oh, how exciting. Our first Mimi's mailbox. Here we go. Dear Dr. Mimi, I have a problem and I just don't know what to do. I'm a widowed man, and while I'm no spring chicken, I'm still a man with needs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do. Carry on, Carol.
Well, the problem is that I've met this lovely lady who is a fine, upstanding member of the community. We seem to have so much in common. Plus, she's a really good cook. Oh, Oh, how do I tell her that I love her and want to be with her?
I wonder who this mysterious woman is. Perhaps you could consider indulging in a secret affair with our handsome writer. That would be so romantic, don't you think, Carol?
No, not at all.
Oh, come on. Clandestine meetings, stolen kisses, furtive looks. Who wouldn't love that?
One shouldn't rush about starting affairs willy-nilly, Mimi. The moral fibre of Bidoo Springs is at stake here. Don't you agree, Carol?
Yes.
If the universe wants you to be together, then the universe will bring you together. And it sounds like the universe has already started its magical and sensual journey for our handsome writer. I say, enjoy the peace and love and go for it.
Well, I don't think anyone in Bidoo Springs would risk their reputation for a sordid little fling. It's all a bit gauche. Don't you agree, Carol?
No. I mean, yes. Ever?
I don't think we should be promoting that sort of bohemian lifestyle here on 3BS.
Oh,
bohemian lifestyle. Oh,
the moral fibre of Bidoo Springs is at risk.
Oh, and who was that mystery voice?
I've got no idea. No idea. Oh, it's just another day in recording of Bidoo Springs.
Do you want to talk to us about Mimi and where she comes from?
Oh, Mimi was just a bit of fun that we threw in. It's, of course, no characters are based on any person's real or living. look, it was just a bit of fun. Bit of fun, that one. That just sort of the guests for the radio show kind of just add a little bit of lightness to it. It's not that it's a particularly heavy podcast, as you know. It's
well,
fun all
someone
the way through,
who but. Participated. A lot of it happened in the in-between moments of lockdowns when we could actually get together.
Mm.
And then sometimes we were restricted by the numbers of people that could come down to Loosh Budgie in Point Cook and gather around the microphones. But it really, really lifted our spirits to come here, record the scenes, laugh ourselves absolutely stupid, and then we go back into a lockdown. You know, it was more than just
like dodging showers in the rain.
It was. It was a lot of fun. It really lifted our spirits. And thank you for including so many of us. Of us in this project. Any indication about when it might be going public?
I am madly editing as we speak. So we're probably about halfway through the editing. So hoping to get it out before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm. So definitely. It might be a little Christmas present.
Could be a little Christmas present for ourselves. Yep. Yeah. I guess it's the editing process has actually been a lot more than what we expected, just because of that dodging around the restrictions. And we've had to sort of record people, I guess, at different times and from different places, and it's been quite an effort. And we sort of, I guess the series is, I mean, each episode is around sort of 30 to 40 minutes long. We've got 8 episodes. So you add that up and you're talking about 7 hours worth of podcast. And on top of that, we had it's editing those recording sessions. So, yeah.
So it really is a love of audio, and it's also a labor of love.
It's been a bit of a labor of love, but it's been fun.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Jackie, I feel terrible. We've drunk all the tea and eaten all the waffles.
You have.
And, some Diana cake.
You have.
Steady on.
I had some. Mm,
you had a bit.
And, yes, I did.
Yes, yes. And Matt still isn't here. Should I be worried about him?
No. He'll be all right. I know him and I'll catch up with him later. He'll be somewhere. Mm. He would have got distracted.
Mm, probably.
Mm. Oh, listen to that. I hear my chopper.
Is that your chopper? Is that your chopper,
That's
Jackie?
That's my chopper. I'm just going to jump into that sound effect, Cam. Here I go. I'm off.
See you, Jackie. Bye. Say hi to Matt.
I will. Bye. Bye. Mwah. Mwah. See you next time. Bye.
Matt, there you are. What happened? I recorded the interview with Cam without you.
Ah, well, Jackie, you know how it is. Port Phillip Bay is a wondrous place, and I got a bit distracted. I dived in, then swung southeast and went diving for fossils in Beaumaris, then continued south to Rye to say good day to the weedy sea dragons, Philopteryx taenialatus. Then I got caught up on the aggregation of thousands of spider crabs, Leptomythrax gaimardii. Then popped across to Pope's Eye and said a quick hello to the Australian fur seals, Arctocephalus pusillus doryphorus. And by then, I'd completely lost track of time and flipped my way home.
Well, we missed you, Matt. Cam said to say thanks for the waffles and, well, now you're here, would you like to introduce our final song for the series?
I'd be happy to. We decided in these final episodes to include some nonsense songs, such an overlooked genre in our opinion. So here to sing us out is Alan Davies with Señor Don Gato.
Oh, Señor Don Gato was a cat. On a high red roof Don Gato sat. He went there to read a letter, meow, 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 where the reading light was better, meow, meow, meow. 'Twas a love note for Don Gato. I adore you, wrote the lady cat, who was fluffy white and nice and fat. There was not a sweeter kitty, meow, 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 in the country or the city, meow, meow, meow. And she said she'd wed Don Gato. Señor Don Gato jumped so joyfully, he fell off the roof and broke his knee. Broke his ribs and all his whiskers, meow, 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 and his little solar plexus, meow, meow, meow. Ay caramba, cried Don Gato. And the doctors all came on the run, just to see if something could be done. And they held a consultation, meow, 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 about how to save their patient, meow, meow, meow. How to save Señor Don Gato. But in spite of everything they tried, poor Señor Don Gato up and died. Oh, it wasn't very merry, meow, 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 going to the cemetery, meow, 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 for the ending of Don Gato. As the funeral passed the market square, such a smell of fish was in the air. Though his funeral was slated, meow, 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 he became reanimated, meow, meow, meow. He came back to life, Don Gato.
Thank you, Alan. Señor Don Gato, the English version is by Margaret Marks. This song would be familiar to generations of school-age children in Australia and North America due to its inclusion in Making Music Your Own, Grade 3. More details on our webpage. So, Matt, that's the end of Episode 10 and the close of the Newport Storytellers podcast.
It's been a blast, Jackie. Leaping over the hurdles that COVID and technology have placed in our way during the making.
It has been a blast. And I'd really like to thank all the storytellers and musicians who helped us make this happen, especially Alan Davies, who created the songwriter's items for episodes 1 to 6, and Cameron Sharp from Loosh Budgie Productions, who recorded stories, songs and interviews for us, and for including so many from our small community in the Ladies of Bidoo Springs.
You'll see all contributors on our podcast page and all sorts of extra interesting tidbits for the curious. The final 4 episodes of the podcast was made possible by the support of Hobsons Bay City Council through its Make It Happen grants program, and for that we are very grateful.
And we thank the Newport Phil and Folk Club, under whose auspices we bloom, and the storytellers and musicians who've joined us on this adventure. Please visit the Newport Phil and Folk Club website and go for a wander. Lots of fun things to do, nffc.org.au.
Thank you, Jackie, for keeping us all on task and writing our scripts.
And thank you, Matt, for assembling all the bits and pieces and for being the best sounding board this totally inexperienced podcaster could have.
And finally, thank you, Bruce Williams, for allowing us to include your tune, Road to Lewisburg, as our theme. Please, if you've enjoyed listening, spread the word. Stories and music are for sharing.
I saved you a slice of sultana cake.